It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, happy Friday, friends.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm a little disturbed by this Ariana Grande story. Have you seen any of this?
I mean, if it's an update on a divorce or anything further,
no. Oh, it's an update.
Oh, my gosh. What happened?
Not only is it an update, allegedly, she's in a new relationship already.
I did see that. That was true.
This is awkward.
Ooh.
The wife's going off.
Ooh.
Allegedly, she's now dating her former Broadway co-star.
Ooh.
What the hell's this guy's name? Not even important because you're not going to know him. But his wife, he's divorcing his wife and she's divorcing her husband. And
yikes.
His wife is speaking out. Essentially calling Ariana a homewrecker.
That's mad coincidental.
I got goosebumps. I'm so uncomfortable with this story right
yikes.
Now.
Yikes. No, Ari.
Yeah. So, I don't know if they had an affair.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It sounds like, you know, Ariana's new boyfriend is trying to act like they did everything correctly, but the wife doesn't think so.
The wife doesn't feel like that's true. I mean, it's kind of coincidental that they're separating at the same time, just after them having worked together on Broadway for, what, months on end?
Mm-hmm. Ethan Slater, that's his name.
Sure.
His estranged...
My bad.
See what I mean? Nobody cares.
Oh, yeah, Ethan? Ethan Slater?
His estranged wife, Lily J, blasted Ariana Grande, saying, you know, that essentially... She came in and took her husband. I mean, this is so awkward.
This is mad awkward.
So allegedly Ariana Grande and her new dude, which I can't even, have you seen the guy?
Nah.
You would never. We're talking, he played the little person in a Broadway show.
The little person.
There was a little person that's, the character is a little person. Which one? I don't remember which one it was off the top of my head. He's little. He's redheaded. Like, you would never pick this
you don't
guy
pick
out
together.
Of a crowd for Ariana Grande.
There's something big about him, I'll tell you that. And there's no pun there. I'm just saying. There's something in his spirit.
No pun. Oh, God.
Oh, toxic love.
Gotta write a song about it, huh? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Wepa.
So, I gotta say, not only is today your last chance to win Ludacris VIP tickets to be in our suite.
Mm-hmm. Show is.
Uh-huh. We're going to be taking you to the Wisconsin State Fair on August 11th. Not only do we have that at 7:45, we also have a pair of Jonas Brothers tickets.
They're coming to town too. That just just dropped. We made the announcement. In case you missed it, they're going to be here, and you got a chance to win tickets right here at 103.7 Kiss FM.
That's right. Sometime this morning, before the Ludacris tickets.
Oops. Oh, so you gotta be ready for it.
You gotta be ready. We're going to be giving away a pair of Jonas Brothers tickets. Next week, we'll have them every single day at 7:45, but today, it could be any time before 7:45 to see the Jonas Brothers at the Pfizer Forum on November 20th.
It's almost like it's a special way to start your weekend. For the first winner of these tickets, they're going to go into the day, into the weekend, and just go, I did that.
Can't even buy them. I have to tell you, it was amazing how many people wrote on our Facebook when we put up the announcement that the Jonas Brothers were coming to town, that they had already bought Chicago tickets. They're
wow.
Well, I guess I'll buy them for Milwaukee, too.
Are these tickets transferable?
I said, that's right, girls.
My wife looked at me and said, did you know the Jonas Brothers are coming to town? I was like, Goofy, I told you. What do you mean? Yes, baby. Yes, I know the Jonas Brothers are coming to town.
That's cute. They'll be here in November, so we got those this morning, too. I want to have a discussion this morning about toilet paper.
Oh?
Who called in yesterday and was brought up toilet paper? Who was it?
Was that? I think it was Lisa.
It was Lisa. In West Allis? Mm-hmm. It wasn't Lori in Cedarburg?
I want to say it was Lisa.
I have no idea. She called in and somehow she started talking about toilet paper. And I go, hold on. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Us getting derailed and talking about random stuff? How?
And the reason we were talking about toilet paper was because you closed on your house yesterday.
We did.
So, did you take toilet paper with you?
we're homeowners finally. And no, I didn't need to because the last owners left a roll.
Hey! There was toilet paper.
We brought some anyway, though. You know, I don't know if I trust their ply. I trust my ply.
You should.
You know?
You should.
You know, my ply works for me. I don't know what kind of ply they were using on that side.
Did you care if it was a beard or a mullet, they call it?
Are you kidding me?
I'm totally not, because I could care less how it... I'm one of those people who doesn't care which way you put it on, and I don't notice.
Oh, you're sadistic.
I've never noticed. I've never thought about it. In fact, you're lucky if I even replaced the toilet paper, to be honest.
That's
another one that'll set you
off. That's a whole nother topic, but let's address the mullet or beard first.
The mullet or beard. How do you put it? Do you put it on with the toilet paper on top or underneath?
Think of a haircut. A mullet, it hangs out the back. Mm-hmm. A beard hangs out the front.
Do you do the beard?
I do the beard and the beard only, religiously. Mm. And it is a fact that I will even flip whatever toilet paper I see. Even the toilet paper in this bathroom here.
If it's wrong, you'll flip it?
If it's mulleted, I will beard it with the quickness. It's something about it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I think if you take your toilet paper out of the back,
yeah.
I don't know, man. It just feels like there's so much more room to like get dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When it's the beard, it's a clean grab. It's easy to roll. When it's underneath, it just gets all awkward and bunched up.
The mullet's hard to grab. You have to roll it to get it out. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's why the mullet is a no-go. But again, I am one of those people who has never cared. And I don't even think I realized it was a thing until I was an adult and people started talking about it. And I went, wait, what? You care which way the toilet paper's on?
Yes.
And then I had to understand what they meant by that. I was like, what do you mean the way the toilet paper is on? To me, it was like, just put it on.
It's toilet paper. What
just
are you talking about?
Put it on the roll. What does it matter?
Allie puts it on sideways.
I would.
AKA not on the roll.
I was going to say, on top of the old roll that's sitting there. Until it doesn't fit anymore and it starts to fall through.
and then replace it with the new roll.
It's so true.
Yo.
All right, we're talking toilet paper because DZ had to remember to bring toilet paper to his new house. Let me tell you.
Must be a beard. Mullets are a no-go.
All right, 414-533-1037. What kind of toilet paper person are you? Thanks to Lisa and West Allis and DZ this morning. Bull, a beard, mullet. Don't change it at all like me. Don't care.
Don't care.
I can't be the only one. So, I'm not the only one,
I guarantee
DZ.
You somebody's going to say, don't know, don't care.
Oh, somebody said they do mullet because they have cats. That was a text we got. They can't unroll it.
Mm.
I don't have cats. I wouldn't have thought of this.
No, interesting.
You have a cat?
I have a cat, but I feel like she still has definitely unrolled it before, mm-hmm. whether it's been in a beard or a mullet. Because when my wife, on the off chance, she does change the role, she tends to always put it as a mullet.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Let's take one call. Why not? What the hell? Hello, Kiss FM. Let's go to line one. Just see who the first caller of the day is. Good morning. Who's this?
Erin from Twin Lake.
Well, good morning, Erin. morning. What do you think?
Good morning.
Beard or mullet?
I'm like you. It does not matter.
See?
She don't change the role either.
Why do you think we have no care? Was it just we were raised with no care? Because it was never a discussion in my house.
It was never a discussion in my house either.
Never, until I met my fiance and he flipped. Because I will put it on whatever way. He puts it on where the toilet paper is on top.
The beard. Yep.
The beard. Okay.
Yeah, because the mullet, think of the mullet hanging back. That's the way you visualize it, right? Go on.
Yeah. And so I will purposely, if we're arguing, we'll change it because I know it makes him mad.
Patty! I love it.
And I love it too. I was thinking the same thing. How rude, but awesome at the same time because you're not hurting anyone, but you're messing with them.
It's so petty aggressive. You're like, oh, really? Oh, you think? Okay, bet. I'm going to the bathroom. Be right back.
She knows it's going to drive him nuts when he walks in there. Yep. And he's going to be like, ooh, did this.
He ain't going to realize until he's already sitting.
Put it on. I don't ever pay attention to what side or what way. It just goes on the roll. It's getting used either way.
Same. Wow. Well, thanks for calling, Aaron. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. 414-533-1037. We're going to discuss how you hang your toilet paper or do you not care like me and Aaron in Twin Lakes because we don't care.
Aaron, my wife also. Join them up. Honestly, how do you toilet paper?
Yeah. Stephanie and Jackson texted in and said, DZ, I'm so glad I hear I'm not the only one to change the toilet paper if it's not a beard.
I bet you I will. I don't care where I'm at. It could be a public place and all.
You guys are nuts. All right. We'll take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. Ariana. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios talking about toilet paper. How do you do it?
How do you TP?
The person who texted in is just like me. They said, so it's never on a roll and standing up like a paper towel. That's right. That's how I replace the toilet paper.
Y'all should just get one of those standing rolls so you never got to worry about it. Just get one of those. They got them.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, if y'all whatever. Are that lazy, make it easier.
Y'all, it's me. Hi, it's me.
Yeah.
I'm the one. I've never cared how the toilet paper sat. You like a beard, though.
But, okay, fam, so something you said was we never talked about it. It was never a discussion. There was never like a way to do it.
No,
at home.
It was never taught to me.
For me either. I don't know where this comes from that I consciously or subconsciously decided that a beard was the better method.
Maybe you were taught it and the memory was so early you don't remember and it just became your way of life. You should ask your parents.
I should ask my parents,
or
actually.
Or ask them if they care about it and then you'll know if you. That's why you care about it.
And I never knew it because it was taught so early that I just, boom, automatic.
You just did it.
Huh.
Ask your mom. Text your parents. Yeah. And go, do you care which way the toilet paper
goes? I'll call my mom right now.
Honest to God, I'd put her on the air right now if we called her. Sergio, though, is calling in Milwaukee this morning. Been a minute since we heard from him. Good morning, Sergio.
Hey, Allie.
Hey. Oh, he's not even saying hi
right,
to you
forgive
anymore.
Me. Hey, DZ. I'm here too, Sergio. Dang, bro. This is all love, Papa. You know I'm joking.
Sergio, where are you working today? You're a construction guy.
I'm working out in Dousman today.
Okay.
Out there, for real.
Are you like DZ? You do a beard with the toilet paper or a mullet, or you just don't care?
I mean, to be honest, I do a beard and a standing up way, but like I will never have the toilet paper in a mullet way.
Thank you.
So anyway, but the mullet for Sergio.
I can agree with that. I can. I'd rather it not be on the roll. For
then
real.
Be a mullet. Okay.
I'd rather the edges be a little damp before I put a mullet down.
I feel that. All right, Sergio. So Sergio says, anyway, but the mullet. You can do a beard. You can not put it on the roll. Just don't do a mullet.
That's right.
All right, cool. Well, have fun in Dousman today, Sergio. You're quiet. I don't know why you're so quiet today.
He's driving. He's busy.
So we had an open slab yesterday. It was pretty big. But today we're just pouring two garages outside and like two stoops.
Oh, it's an anticlimactic Friday for him. That's why.
More like a relaxing, easy day. Hey, Sergio, have a great rest of your day, man.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, brother. Later.
Kylie is in Racine this morning. Let's go to her. Good morning, Kylie. We're talking toilet paper.
Morning.
Good morning. How do you TP? Beard, mullet, or don't care?
Oh, 100% beard, DZ. That's the definite way. But I have a little beef here. So my husband, I have never cared what brand of toilet paper that we've bought. But ever since I've been married to him, he is 100% Cottonelle and Cottonelle only because of the ply. And
oh, he's a toilet paper snob. Oh.
Hey, hold on, man. It's a necessity when you got to sit for 20 to 30, 40 minutes at a time, okay?
20 to 30 to 40? I'm out in 5 minutes.
Nah.
You guys go in there and sit there and do nothing for 40 minutes?
If my legs don't fall asleep, I ain't do it right.
Dudes, it's so typical. Okay, go on. Go on. Sorry,
no,
Kylie.
I've never cared about what brand of toilet paper I used until I've married him and we've got to get Cottonelle. And that was a big problem for him when it was COVID and the toilet paper shortage he got when he got.
Ooh, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
He's in therapy now, traumatized from that toilet paper shortage.
I had to use Charmin.
Can you believe I used the Great Value brand for 3 days?
Have you ever heard of Angel Soft? I hadn't.
The horror.
I mean, we're laughing, but we all had some problems when there was a shortage of TP, yo. We can just now laugh. We're only now laughing about this.
Oh, man. Okay, Kylie. Thanks for calling. Sorry your husband is a total freak about this.
Get him a roll of Cottonelle. Just get him a roll of Cottonelle. Make him feel good.
Mm-hmm. Right. You guys have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Somebody texted in. Ashley in Economowoc said, mullet is the correct way because it doesn't tear off when you do it the beard way.
You don't know how to tear your toilet paper. Sorry.
Somebody else texted in the same thing. Another person texted in about how mullet's the best because when you have animals, they can't paw and unroll the TP.
I'm more worried about the kid, and the kid can do it no matter if it's a beard or a mullet.
Right? And then somebody else texted in and said, my husband likes it beard. I don't care. So if I'm mad at him, I switch it to mullet. I'm shocked by how many women have called in and said when they get mad at their husband, they switch it to the way he doesn't like it. This is like a no one's getting hurt way of screwing with him. It's hysterical to me.
It's petty aggressive.
It's amazing.
Petitious, if you will.
Speaking of people that may be petitious with us, that word you made up, Amanda's in Racine. She'll play along. Amanda.
Hey.
Amanda.
On that one.
Do you like to screw with your husband by changing the way the toilet paper sits, or?
So I like to roll on top. I'm like DZ. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to be in control.
Beard gang. Beard gang.
My husband likes it underneath.
Oh, he's a bottom.
Oh.
You're a top, he's a bottom.
He's a bottom. Yep. I hope you got the joke.
Pause. All of y'all pause.
I'm sorry. I've been laughing about this for like 5 minutes.
Amanda was like, I got the perfect way, dog. I got the perfect way. Oh, you know we gonna say it.
Have you heard the show?
Amanda said, I'm a top. My husband likes
bottom, obviously.
She likes being in control, you know?
I hear it. I hear it.
I don't think we need to say anything else. I think, Amanda, have a great day.
Weppa!
Oh, it's definitely Friday. 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ was telling me about the message we got for what would DZ do, and he told me, and I go, okay, and then I turned to him, I go, what was it again? And he told me again, and then I moved on, and I go, wait, what did you say it was again? You know when you just can't listen and nothing's clicking?
You know what? Just forget it, Allie. And you'll find out with everybody else. Don't worry about what it is. What would DZ do coming up in a little bit?
I have no idea what it's about, even though he told me 3 times back to back.
Jeez.
I have a listening issue. I'm checked out because it's Friday, you know?
We don't listen, we talk.
That's right.
Duh.
Let's talk about what's happening this weekend in Milwaukee.
What's the word?
Let's start with Brewfest. We gave away tickets to it on this show. People have asked me, what's Brewfest? It's a big festival down at McKinley Park by the lake where all these local breweries set up. You get a glass, you walk around, you fill your glass. They have seltzer now.
It's a huge event.
So I'm in because I don't do beer.
Unlimited alcohol tasting. Mm-hmm. That's what Brewfest is, dog.
Yes, and it's a good time. So that's tomorrow afternoon.
Beer, wine, and seltzer from what I understand.
Yeah, I'll be there. You'll be there.
I'm pulling up.
Also, German Fest is this weekend.
I didn't realize that was this weekend.
That's because in Milwaukee, if you don't pay attention to festival season, you blink and they go by. You have to be prepared.
You got to put them on a calendar.
You got to plan them out.
Basically.
100%.
Yo, I'm going to miss German Fest?
No, because it's this weekend. You're not going to miss it if you want to go.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. I do like that. I haven't missed it yet.
You can still go there. Shark Days is happening at Discovery World.
What the heck is Shark Days?
Apparently, you can go to Discovery World and explore the fascinating world of sharks like never before.
What?
They have bamboo sharks in their Caribbean tank.
Well, Shark Week is coming up. I did like the National Shark Week is coming up, so that kind of makes sense. Yo, Sammy might like that.
He would. Oh my gosh, dun-dun. Sammy would love it.
Dun-dun. 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 Dun-dun.
Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun-dun. Dun I bet you if we did that to Owen and Hudson, they wouldn't know what movie that's
from. They don't get the reference.
They would have no clue. I want to mention this because a lot of people in our, you know, listen to Kiss love Harry Potter.
Of course.
Same.
Potterhead.
Potterhead. The Harry Potter Festival they have going on at the Ozaukee County Historical Society.
There's so much going down.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's where it is. Harry Potter at the Village, 11 to 4 on Saturday. I don't know what's going to be like because we're going to be at Brewfest, but I thought that was kind of cool to let people know about.
I'm going to just say, bring your wands, bring your robes. Wingardium Leviosa. Yes, sir.
Oh, and it looks like the Washington County Fair's going on. Well, come on. Now I'm getting excited.
I've never been to the Washington County Fair, but I hear it is amazing.
It is fun. I've been there more than once. I've hosted a talent competition for them and emceed it. And,
oh, so you're valid. You know exactly what they be doing.
Me and the Washington County Fair were like this.
Tight. Y'all are tight.
We
BFFs.
Are like this.
Yeah, okay. I'm not jealous. Whatever.
So one time a year, I go see all my people up there. I'm like, hey, West Bend, how you doing?
What y'all been on? Hi, it's me.
I'm back at the Washington County Fair. All right. Well, have a good weekend, whatever you do. What would DZ do is coming up next, whatever it's about.
It involves changing a child's name for the 50th time, Allie.
I think I might remember it this time when you told me.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, it's What Would DZ Do? I asked him 4 times what it was about today. That's how unable to focus I am.
I mean, it was 5, but who's counting?
Okay, 5. What was it about again?
6, but okay.
All right, what would DZ do? I'm ready. We're ramped up for the weekend.
I like the name you give. So this person wants to be held anonymous. So can we give him another name?
Oh, hell no. Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a man.
Not that it matters. I'll give him a unisex name just to screw you, mess with you all. It's a man?
Yep. It's for, okay. From a man.
Let's call him Sam.
Sam.
I know your son's name is Sam.
Okay, Sam.
Sam.
So Sam wrote in and said, I want to change my child's name.
What do you mean? Okay, Kylie Jenner. Okay.
Well, hear it out. Okay. It might make a little more sense. So my ex and I have been apart for 3 years, ended it a year after our child was born through realizing we wouldn't work out. We had our child young, got pregnant, not knowing each other very well, made our best effort to make it work for our kid. As it turns out, she was really violent and abusive, so it didn't work out. Only recently have I come to find out why she named our daughter how she did. I never questioned the name before because she was so adamant to name her originally. Turns out it was a name her and her most recent ex before me had decided on. I never knew this. I feel lied to. And now, because we never had this conversation before, honestly, neither of them are very good people, so I feel weird about it. I've considered changing our daughter's name, but go back and forth between feeling like I'm just being over weird and petty. Thinking of them basically naming my daughter doesn't sound good. Would you change the name or leave it?
I have thoughts. What do you think?
What do I think?
What do you think?
I think this is incredibly hard. This might be one of the hardest What Would DZ's Do that we've had so far.
Yeah, because he wants to change his child's name, but he's not with the mom.
Right.
And he doesn't like it because he learned the mom and the ex picked the name. She never told him. Now he named it. Do we think she's thinking about the ex, though, when she's looking at her kid?
100%.
No,
I think
so. But she named it with the new guy.
Nah, my point is, she named the daughter herself. You know what I mean? She was adamant. The name was chosen. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's saying, we didn't have a conversation. It's really, what it says to me is that he really didn't have any input.
Yeah.
He didn't name his own child.
Right.
I think that's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that's an issue. But you're teetering in the year. So 3 years apart, a year, the daughter, 4.
Yeah.
4, maybe turning 5. That name's kind of locked in unless you're going to think to shorthand it. And we don't know what the name is, right? I think since Sam wanted to be anonymous.
I don't think what the name is important.
Well, I'm thinking if we knew.
We just know the
maybe
story.
If the name was Alexis.
Uh-huh.
You know, call her Lex or Lexi for sure. Change it in your brain.
Well, that's
something.
He should do that, period. Just give the kid a nickname and move on, because there's no way. You'd have to get her to agree with you. You'd have to go do it all legally.
She would have to sign too.
I don't know the rules, and maybe somebody can call in and enlighten us on changing names, but I would think if it's a child, you might need both parents, because think about anything you do, when our kids need a passport. So to Canada with my ex-husband, I had to go with him. Like, we had to go do stuff together to get our children passports.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, how would you change a name? I don't know.
This sounds like legal grounds, right? Like, if the mother is not okay with it, you're going to have to get ready to go to court.
If there's a way to change the name without the other, I mean, this is a great petty way to get to really screw with someone, boy.
It was petty originally. Yeah. Like, listen, I think the mother had something going on and didn't want to tell the father why she was naming the baby what she named the baby, right?
Maybe
she was thinking of the ex a little too much, thinking that, I don't know, they might get back together, was going to take the daughter and then just raise the daughter with the ex instead of the current baby daddy. This is huge. I think he needs to stand his ground.
You're also going way far down the line, like during Am I the Jerk yesterday. You're like, oh, we went so far in our minds. I'm like,
I'm in a rabbit hole.
You're like, but now she thinks she's having a kid with her ex. Who knows?
She's violent and abusive at the end of the day, and they're not together for a reason.
Well, that's a separate problem.
Sounds like he might have custody. You feel me?
Oh, well, then change the name. And that probably matters, too.
It might matter. Mm. I would change the name.
414-533-1037. I see the phone lines lighting up, so we will take your calls and texts next. What should Sam do? He wants to change his child's name because he just learned that his ex named the baby already with an ex. They already had the baby name picked out, and he's weirded out by the whole thing.
Wouldn't you be?
I guess, yeah.
Let's talk about it.
I'm glad I don't have this problem. We'll take your calls and texts next. We have Jonas Brothers tickets coming up in less than 30 minutes. They're coming to Milwaukee, we found out yesterday. Gonna be at the Pfizer in November. Your first chance at tickets. Can't even buy them yet.
They're not on sale, but we got you.
Stay here, and if you have to leave, get the Odyssey app, and you can listen to us on the Odyssey app because we're giving them away less than 30 minutes. Get ready.
Very soon.
Mm-hmm.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, this one involves a guy named Sam who found out that his baby mama, who he's not with because she's abusive, named their child already. She already had the name picked out with an ex.
The most recent ex at that, man.
Ick. And then they had a baby and he didn't know. And now he knows he wants to change the kid's name at like 4 or 5 years old. Shannon is in West Dallas. Not only does Shannon have her own theme song, but she told me she has experience with this.
Ooh.
What? Shannon, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you mean you have experience with this?
Talk to us, please.
Go, talk now.
Well, my son, who's 21, so it was about 20 years ago, but when I had him, I was being nice and gave him his father's last name, but then I discovered how abusive he was. Mm-hmm. So, and he was the type that, because I didn't want to be with him, it wasn't his child. So paternity was not established when I changed his name when he was 6 weeks old.
But smart. I hate to say it,
if it would have been, you do have to get permission from both parents.
So him refusing to claim the kid actually worked out for you because you got to pick, you got to change it.
Yes. But it is a whole, you have to go to court for it. Mm-hmm. You have to, it's a whole legal process that is very daunting.
Okay.
Social Security was the hardest. Mm-hmm. They asked me for mail in my 6 weeks old name with the old name on it.
Wow.
Even though I had court papers that said this child went to this child, they still wanted more proof.
They want all the proof. Well, and think about how many times in life there's, have you ever gone by another name? All that's going to matter later in life for this kid.
It being 20 years later now and with all the identity fraud, it's probably even harder to change a name now.
Yeah.
Shannon, but this is what I want to know. So you have the baby. The father is, since you're not together, denying it's his because he's mad. Now you change the name. What does the dad say? Or the sperm donor. What does he say when you changed it? Did he even know that you just...
He said, I knew you were going to do that anyways. That's why I didn't want anything to do with him.
What a loser!
Yikes.
I hate this guy already.
Shannon, I think you won in this situation. Let's just call it what
definitely.
It is. You
talk
know?
About being selfish.
She's got,
oh, yeah.
She's got real experience with this one.
Yeah.
a lot.
So anyway, so she got the name change, but it was a lot of work. That's what we need to know.
It was a lot of, and he was only 6 weeks old, so it made it easier than it would have been.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to read between the lines here, but Shannon's saying change the name.
but if the little girl is going to be five, that might be hard on her.
Yeah.
Mm, like you're saying, give her a nickname.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You can call her, you know, honey, this is what daddy wants to call you. Isn't this a beautiful name?
And
or
Shannon,
let's pick out a name together.
Shannon changed the last name. Think about that.
Not the first
this
name.
This is the first.
First
she got rid
name.
Of the guy's last name because he wasn't involved. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, all right, Shannon, thanks for calling. Thanks for your input.
Yeah, for real.
Yep, talk to you guys later.
Yeah, bye.
All right, Mike is in Hartford this morning. I'm curious to hear what Mike has to give and say about this one. I'm bringing sexy back. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, good morning.
Did you try to change your kid's name? What's this about?
I would never change my daughter's name. I think with this little girl being five, obviously, like Shannon said, that's going to be hard on her, and that name is on so many things that it'd be so difficult. Like, I call Eileen by her first name when I need her to come towards me, like to come to me, like I need something from her.
Right.
But other than that, it's like I call her Goober all the time.
Oh.
and Kathleen calls her Beetle. So it's like we have our own nicknames for her. She knows who we are, but it's just we don't use her government name as often as some parents do, you know?
Just change it to Goober Beetle.
Yeah.
That's Mike's advice.
Goober or Beetle?
Call
exactly.
The kid Goober or Beetle.
All right, Mike. Thanks for calling.
you the Goober. Later, fam.
Last but not least, Lisa is in West Allis. Let's pull her up. Lisa!
Morning!
Hey, let's do what they do. Why was I feeling Lizzo this morning? I don't know. I was in the mood. All right, Lisa, what do you think? Should Sam change the kid's name because he found out the ex actually had already picked out the name with her ex?
Well, the question is Sam able to legally do so?
Yeah, right?
Like Shannon said, actually, if both parents are living, he would have to petition the mother and have it legally done. Mm. And there's no way he can do it without her. So I was going to say exactly what she said. Come up with a nickname for her. My daughter's legal name is Aubrey. I call her Dolly half the time.
Dolly.
Nobody calls. I'm Allison. Who's Allison, though? You know, you're Daniel, DZ. Nobody calls us by our names.
Nah, my wife, but that's about it.
Well, my parents call me Allison.
They get the pass, though, right?
But anybody could change our names legally. We wouldn't even notice.
You know, or something that you could do, and you, Lisa, let me know what you think about this. Something my mother actually did.
Yeah.
She's never liked her full first name. Oh. So when she became of age.
Your mom?
Yes.
What was her full?
Her first name was Maria. My mom's middle name is Catalina. Mm. But she's always gone by Catalina because there's a million and one Marias in the world.
Sure.
So the confusion stood tall, right? And
yes.
She went, oh, my Lanta.
I can only imagine you're in a room of, you know, Colombian people and somebody says Maria.
Go to the doctor and say Maria and four stand up. And it's like, okay, which one of us is it? Right?
It's like shouting mom in a grocery store.
All moms are going to look. Yeah. Exactly. So when she came of age, she changed her name legally. What if that's something you present to the daughter? Bring it up. Let her know straight up what's going down and say, baby girl, this happened and I'm not looking to put this on you. If you'd like to change your name, we can.
Yeah.
And let her choose.
It's up to you, but let's go right now.
If you want, but as soon as you're 18, let's go.
Let's go. LaToya texted in, and she in Milwaukee, our girl, and she said, I think the father's being selfish and not picking his child first. He needs to stop and think about how changing her name will affect her. She's at least four. Her only true identity right now is her name. LaToya's saying, let it be.
Oh, that's tough. That is so true. That is the only identity she has right now.
Just let her be. She doesn't know. You know the difference. She doesn't.
Word.
Is the point, I think.
Word.
Like, your mom, I get, DZ. That made sense.
Right.
But this little girl is not going to know that
Sam,
she's named after. He's going to have to get over it.
Sam Sweetheart. Just call her Sweetheart, man.
Sammy Sweetheart. You're named after Jersey Shore now. What the hell?
Lisa, we appreciate you.
Bye,
call.
Lisa.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Jonas Brothers tickets on the way. Don't go anywhere. I'm talking like very soon.
Don't move. You might miss it.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear the big news?
What big news?
If you missed it yesterday on this show at, 9 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
we announced something very big.
Oh, that big news.
The Jonas Brothers are coming to the Pfizer Forum, baby.
In November! Ah!
November 20th. We didn't know they added a bunch of stops to their tour dates.
They weren't messing around.
We thought they were only going to Wrigley.
Mm-mm.
Sorry.
You thought.
They're coming here. So,
coming to the mill.
Kevin, Nick, Joe. All of them going to be here at the Pfizer Forum on November 20th. You can't even buy tickets yet, but we got them right now.
Right here?
What?
Right now?
What?
Right now.
Right now.
Awesome.
And next week, we'll have them every single day at 7:45. We just couldn't do them today at 7:45 because we're busy with Ludacris at the State Fair.
Hey, we got too much to do right now.
Dust all this excitement off our shoulders.
That's what that is? It's all the excitement?
Damn. All right.
It's exciting dust.
You're going to see the Jonas Brothers right now if you are caller number... There's three of them.
There's three of them. Oh, you know what I'm going to say. 33.
414-533-1037. First person in Milwaukee to win tickets. Coming to town November 20th. Big news, everybody. The Jonas Brothers are coming to the Pfizer Forum.
And you know they're playing that live.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, that's the hit.
Just announced on this show yesterday, we've already got tickets because you're going to be going to see them. You can't even buy the tickets until August 4th.
I feel like these are the first tickets given away, period. And I don't know if I'm bold to make that claim, but I did it.
You should, because they are. So pull up Katie in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Are you a Jonas Brothers fan?
I am.
Prove it. No.
how big? Tell us how big of a fan go.
Nick, Joe, or Jonas. Rate him.
You mean Nick, Joe, or Kevin, he meant. I knew what he meant.
I said Nick, Joe, or Jonas.
I knew what you meant, but go on. Nick, Joe, or Kevin, go.
Nick, Joe, and then Kevin.
Yes, honey.
We'll take that answer.
Nobody has an I Heart Kevin shirt. Nobody. But Nick is the number one. Well, Katie, you are the first person in the city. You're going to Jonas Brothers!
Yes! Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You and a friend are going to be at the Pfizer Forum on November 20th. Can't even buy tickets till August 4th. We're going to have them all next week. You still won't be able to buy tickets next week when we give them away to you.
Oof.
So, it's on. Katie, hold on. We're going to get your info, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. She's going.
You put them in order now, DZ.
You know what?
Who's the hottest to the not hottest? Can't do this with women, but
definitely Kevin.
Stop it.
Nick, and then Joe, in that order.
You know what? I'm throwing you in the trash because nobody picks Kevin first.
Kevin first.
Nobody picks Kevin first. Your chance to win those tickets again. We'll start back Monday morning at 7:45. And of course, we'll have Ludacris this morning. Last chance to win that to the State Fair in our VIP suite.
We're not done giving you stuff. Come on now.
We're exhausted from giving out tickets. And Am I the Jerk is next. Get ready.
It's FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Tell the truth, DZ. When we got this email for Am I the Jerk, which you can always email us your dilemmas, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com.
Sure can.
When we got this one, you read it and I read it separately and we both went, oh, this is a good one.
It was a hard gasp. I went, dog.
And it's short and sweet. It's like two paragraphs and it's such a good one. Okay.
I'm here for it.
They wanted to be anonymous. Yeah, right.
Say their name. No, I'm playing. Don't do that.
Kelly wrote into the show.
Bet. Kelly. Hey, Kelly.
She said, hello, Allie and DZ. Help. A bit of an awkward situation here. I'm 29 years old, have been dating my 34-year-old boyfriend for almost 2 years now. We live together. We split the bills. Normal couple life. Everything's pretty good with us. Except my boyfriend's Facebook account.
Oh.
His main profile picture has him and his ex-girlfriend of over 3 years ago.
Oh.
But hold on.
There's a caveat.
She passed away.
Oh, there's a caveat.
When they were together, so I understand it's a sensitive subject.
Mm.
But am I wrong for wanting him to change his profile picture with him and his ex? He uses Facebook daily like everyone else, so it's not like it's never seen or he's not active.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the controlling girlfriend that asks him to change it, but it can be awkward when my close friends and coworkers asked me who was in his profile picture. I get that. And then she said, am I the jerk? Kelly, this both made us gasp because what do you do? Talk about being backed into a corner. We know it's wrong that he has the ex on the profile picture, but who's going to tell him?
She passed. While they were together. This man is reeling in this still. I mean, he's still experiencing a loss.
He's still going through the grief.
They were together when she passed.
And he doesn't even care. Like, he's boldly leaving him and the ex up. I wonder if it's a guilt thing for him, feeling guilty for being with somebody else, so he leaves up the profile picture. That could be.
Or he feel, thing. Feel some type of way, like, changing it.
If she's watching from the heavens, she knows she's still in my profile, which is how a woman would think. And that's why, again, Kelly is going in a circle.
If she's watching from the heavens, hopefully she's happy for you to have moved on and found somebody that could take care of you like they did before they passed.
Well, that would be a nice way to present it to him, DZ.
It would be.
Kelly needs advice on today because she wants to know if she's the jerk for asking her boyfriend of 2 years to change his profile picture because currently it's him and his ex-girlfriend who passed away.
Dog. All right.
I don't even, I mean.
I'm leaning.
Leaning what?
I'm towards
leaning
an answer.
Which way?
I know.
I mean, we have to decide. I'm going to say she is not the jerk. And I really think that. I think that if it's starting to cause her issues 2 years in, it's time to say, look, it's enough that I'm writing into a radio station, bud. Like, I'm a little stressed out about your profile picture, a picture of your ex. I'm insecure. My friends want to know why you have your ex still up.
If they even know who it is.
It's been 2 years. Yeah. Now it's getting awkward for me. I feel like I've been patient.
You can't force somebody's closure, though. And I feel like he hasn't experienced that closure yet. I am leaning towards a little bit of the jerk.
Right.
Just because
I get it.
You don't know what's going down. You don't know how they felt. He might have felt like she was the one and didn't think there was going to be another person. And all of a sudden you come along and he's still processing that, right?
Yeah, you can't tell people how to grieve. That's right.
But two years is tough, especially on such a public profile. Like, everybody sees your picture. Anytime you comment, anything you like, everything you share, boom, 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 boom. And y'all have been together long enough where people are now wondering, who is that?
Yeah. Who's in his profile pic with him?
They're starting to cross the threshold of people knowing who she was because she passed and people not knowing who she is whatsoever. Mm-hmm. They're so far removed from it. Mm-hmm. When do you call it? When do you go, okay, how do you suggest changing it even, bruh? Like, straight up, how would you suggest, hey, honey, so you still got your ex? I mean, I know she passed, but maybe we should change that, huh?
The texts are going both ways. Some people are saying she's not the jerk. If he still needs that much closure, he should not be in another relationship.
Ooh,
especially not a serious one.
That's
and then some
valid.
People are saying total jerk. Let him grieve and do his thing. Okay.
The lines are lit.
Yeah. 414-533-1037. I am really curious to hear which way our listeners go. Kelly wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad that her boyfriend of 2 years still has a profile pic of his ex who died. Should she say something? Oh my gosh.
We're going to talk about it.
This is a lot. Okay, we'll talk about it next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, this is an interesting one because Kelly wrote into the show, wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad about her boyfriend of 2 years. His Facebook profile picture is his ex that passed away. He's very active on Facebook, and now her friends and family are like, who's the girl on your boyfriend's picture? Starting to get odd.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't know what to do. Is she the jerk for being mad about this? I said not the jerk.
I said yes to
the jerk. Let the guy grieve, you said.
Well, she's not being supportive for his trauma right now.
Let's just go to the phones. I'm dying to hear what everyone thinks. Amelia is going to go first today. Our girl who called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song on this radio station. Amelia, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. Happy Friday.
Hey, Amelia. Happy Friday.
Hey-o. All right, Amelia, what do you think? Is Kelly a jerk for being mad about the Facebook profile pic?
I don't think she's a jerk.
Okay.
I don't think she's a jerk.
Go on.
Why?
And my thing is, how long have they been together?
2 years.
Yeah.
2 years. 2 years you guys have been together. You guys are living together. Explain the bills and half and half. If she's good enough for that, what's the hold up? Like, I can totally understand that, like, he's grieving, but then she never got in a relationship in the first place.
Mm.
I know two couples that were together when her boyfriend passed away, and I still keep in contact with her, and it's been 20 years, but she doesn't put pictures like that. When it's his birthday and stuff like that, we all put pictures of him, and we all, like, you know, wish him happy birthday and stuff like that out of respect, and we still, you know, communicate with the family. But other than that, like, for me, the way I look at it, that's kind of disrespectful to the girl that you are with now.
Well, yeah, that's why she's taking it personally. She's like, well, hold on.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it would be different if nobody wasn't questioning, but now people are questioning, like, hey, who's that girl in the profile?
And
yeah.
I get 2 years. That's why it's like
it's
enough.
It's a rough loss, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows the situation if they were together when she passed away, whatever. He must have a feel of guilt. But then again, it's like, if you're not ready to be in a relationship and, like, kind of let go, I'm not saying completely let go, like, it's hard. He's not ready.
He's not ready at all.
So you got to respect that other person too, and kind of tell them the story. If you haven't even told them the story, explain it to them and stuff like that. But you also got to have respect for them, like I said.
All right, Amelia. Yeah. Well, I get it. Not the jerk. Yeah, it is a tough one, but you're going to say not the jerk. Thanks for calling, girlfriend.
You're welcome, dear. Later, take care.
Have a good day. Bye.
All right, so Sandy is calling from West Dallas this morning. Let's pull her up and see what she thinks, because Amelia said not the jerk. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
So, is Kelly the jerk for being mad that her boyfriend has his ex's picture in his Facebook profile pic? Because ex passed away. He hasn't changed the pic.
Talk to us. What do you think?
Not the jerk.
Ha! Okay, because?
If he moved on a year after she passed on, he must be over her.
Apparently, Sandy, not. I gotta disagree. Maybe, and you know this happens far too often, people can't be alone. And especially after a traumatic event, some people just look for other bodies to be near.
Correct.
Like, not to call her a rebound or a bounce back, but I'm thinking he needs somebody around to help him through this.
Nobody wants somebody crying about their ex, but when your ex has passed away, that's a totally different dynamic.
You cry as long as you want.
You cry all you want. But now here we are 2 years later, and she's like, I said that.
Stop crying
and change the profile picture. Now it's awkward, right? Like, I mean, this is why she wants to know if she's a jerk, and I get it.
Yeah.
You know?
2 years too long. It's too long. He should take her profile picture down.
Sandy says 2 years too long, not the jerk. Okay.
Thanks for calling, Sandy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Last but not least, Esmeralda is on the phone. Good morning, girl.
I love that name.
It's pretty.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is Kelly the jerk? We already have two people that have said not the jerk. But do you think she's a jerk for being mad about her boyfriend's Facebook profile pic being his ex?
No, I'm going to go with not the jerk.
Okay.
Sweep.
Clean sweep.
Clean sweep, too.
Do you need to explain, or are you done talking after that?
She just feels comfortable.
No, I basically really agree with Amelia, and she gave him 2 years. He had this profile picture for 2 years. I mean, I think it should be her now. Like, you know, she's earned that spot. She's his girlfriend. They're living together. Like, it's not fair for her anymore, I think.
Okay, so I have to read a text that I got personally. Thanks for calling, Esmeralda.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Later.
I wanted to read this so we can close with this. I hope she doesn't get mad at me. But I have a new friend that I've made who lost her husband to cancer a few years ago.
Okay.
So we've talked about this, what it's like, you know, and she's talked about, they have kids, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's a different dynamic, but she is listening and she has an ex who died. So she texted me and she said, oh, I have so much to say.
Oof.
Not the jerk. Remember, she lost her husband.
She lost her husband,
She said, have a bleeping honest conversation. If he can't change the picture, he shouldn't be in a relationship.
Dang.
She will always hold a special place in his life, and he will absolutely never forget her. But he is now with someone new. Show your new relationship the same respect, heart. Oh, and I got goosebumps because I know she's, you know, she's been through this. She knows what it's like. I know we don't.
I'm not going to disagree with her.
So someone who went through this says, not the jerk.
Okay, I'm switching sides. Thank you.
Thank you, DZ. Woo! All right. Coming up next, our last chance at ludicrous VIP tickets. Don't go anywhere. Not yet. Coming up next, Kiss FM. Happy moving day.
Thank you.
If you missed it, DZ closed on his house yesterday with his wife.
And I realize I don't think people know. We get to stay in Bayview, y'all.
Woo!
Hey!
Yeah. I'm very excited. You wanted to stay at Bayview. You were renting.
That was our goal. We had been renting for like the last four going on 5 years in Bayview. Fell in love with the area. I mean, I'm talking about
brought
me into like the mix. And I was like, oh yeah, Bayview's our town for sure. We want to stay here. Had the blessing to be able to do that. So we closed on a house in Bayview. Today's moving day, y'all.
Woo! I'm very excited for you.
Who's coming to grab a box?
I said I would, but I'm watching your dogs.
You got us with some more important things.
I would do all of it, but I'm here for your dogs.
I know. I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody, honestly. Yeah. Like, everybody, listeners that have given us advice, just encouragement, congratulations. Like, this is a big deal.
This is a huge deal. You were talking about how much energy you have, and I said, you're running on adrenaline. You just bought a house. This is exciting.
I'm running on no sleep and all adrenaline,
dog.
It's
exciting.
Somebody give me some caffeine.
Well, you're in this hyper-focused, I want to get it done mode, which is like a total move mode.
Yep.
I get it.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
I told you didn't have to come to work today, and he wanted to, because right now all you're thinking about is moving, isn't it?
I'm just thinking, move! Get out the way! I got boxes to move.
What a nice segue, because today is your last chance to win tickets to be with us in the VIP suite at Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair. So let's do it.
Let's do it.
Caller 30. Last chance today. You and a friend or whoever you want, because coming with you. 414-533-1037. Caller 30, you're going with us to see Ludacris. Oh, we're going to have so much fun. We're dancing in the studio. Taking up like seven notches when we're at the Wisconsin State Fair. Ludacris, we have our own VIP suite. We've been getting winners all this week. They're coming with us. And this one is no exception. Liz is calling from Lake Geneva this morning. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. I'm so excited.
You're going to see Ludacris.
Make no plans August 11th because you're busy.
And it's a Friday night, which means we're turning up.
Oh, yeah.
Where, I mean, be prepared to sleep in. If you have kids, get a sitter for the next day.
The next two.
Leave the kids at grandma. There you go. Now it's on.
Let's go.
Now it's really on. She has no kids. All right. You're going with us, you and a friend. We're going to be in the VIP area, but it gets you into the Wisconsin State Fair all day long. So if you buy those Ludacris tickets on your own now, yeah, you can get into the fair all day with them.
You make a day out of it. It's not just for nighttime, but plan accordingly because we're going hard.
Exactly. Drinks and food. We have those provided in the suite. I don't know really what they are, but there's something that's going to be there.
Doesn't matter. They said drinks and food provided. You could give me water and I'm a happy camper. That's right. It was provided.
Just be grateful or you get kicked out. That's all. All right, Liz.
We're going to have a great time, guys.
We that sure part. Are. Hold on, girl. We're going to get your info, all right?
Okay.
Now, even though we're done with Ludacris VIP tickets, you can still buy them for the show.
Sure can.
We'll be there. And if Jonas Brothers is your speed, well, then we'll be giving those away next week at this time because they're coming to the Pfizer, we just found out yesterday.
Big announcements being made, big gifts being given. You know what it is. It's Kiss FM.
I love it. You're going to work. We give you tickets. That's what we do here. It's good stuff.
Make your commute a little better.
Make it a little bit better. Well, for one person. Everyone else is cussing us out in their cars. Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So we started out the week by saying Ariana Grande is getting divorced.
Right. We forgot she was married, but yeah.
Yeah, married to Dalton Gomez, some realtor she met during COVID.
Yeah.
They end up splitting because he seemed overwhelmed by her fame, according to reports. But now it got even messier because apparently Ariana's already got a new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a friend of hers, Ethan Slater, a guy that she did Broadway with. Okay, they were in Wicked. He's actually been a big Broadway star. Was in SpongeBob. He's got his own career if you know Broadway.
Bet.
But now she's apparently dating this guy, and he as well is now getting divorced from the mother of his one-year-old child.
Uh-oh.
And the wife is speaking out, going off, basically saying they were having an affair.
Yo.
And she said,
Ari and Ethan were?
Yes. And she's coming for Ariana. And Ariana and Ethan are like, we didn't do anything until, you know, we were single. Which you asked me off the air, do I believe that? And I said, absolutely not.
Y'all just got singled, like yesterday.
I used to be more naive when I would see this, but I've seen enough cheating stories now where people go, we didn't do anything until we were broken up. We were just friends. It's always a lie. You crossed the line.
Mm-hmm.
But we were
even
just
if you, even if, hold on.
Even if it was emotional.
It was, yeah. You were sitting there in the rafters waiting then? Like just waiting like hopscotch, waiting to hop in on your turn,
yeah,
bro?
Even if you didn't do something physical, double-dutching, you obviously had some kind of way too intimate friendship that was inappropriate if you were at that place.
Yeah.
So you were doing something wrong, whether it was emotional or physical. But do I believe nothing happened until they left their spouses? Hell no. Not when it's this suit after.
Definitely some emotional connection is what you're saying. At least.
But probably physical. My point is they lie about the physical. That's.
Ooh.
I feel like people in affairs go, well, we won't hurt anyone. They won't know.
Yeah.
Or it makes them feel better because they're not taking accountability. So they're saying, well, we waited. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't cheating. The hell it wasn't.
Don't make it right.
And you're probably lying about that anyway is my point.
Dang.
That's what I'm getting at. But the story here is that Ariana has a new boyfriend, Ethan Slater. I would never pin her with this guy. He's like 5 feet tall, redheaded. I've never in a million years would have put her with this guy.
We got to learn about this guy now?
No, I don't think so. Because his wife is going to be here to light up Ariana so much. I don't think see this lasting.
She's going to tell us everything we need to know.
You're not leaving each other's significant others and this is going to last.
I don't see it.
Not,
yeah, you're
not
right.
In your 20s.
Nah.
It's no thanks.
Well, they're in their
30s. Not in your 40s either, for the record. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
What? Like we weren't? What? We always lie, dog.
Right? Right? So DZ, are officially moving today.
Yes. Big day today.
And you closed on your house yesterday.
Big day yesterday too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you, fam. I appreciate you.
First time homeowner.
Yes, man.
It's exciting.
Officially homeowners, no longer renters. I'll tell you something funny. too. I hadn't shared this with you.
What?
So my wife and
I love secrets.
It's just random. It's a random. My wife and I matched yesterday. I don't like to match normally, but we matched in color scheme.
I was like, what do you mean match? Oh, clothes.
We both wore all black clothing yesterday. And then as we're in the car going to sign everything to become first-time homeowners.
You were in all black.
I look at my wife and I was like, it's a funeral for our rental years. And she goes, you're so corny. You are so corny. I love you.
All black to buy a house. That's you and Aaron, definitely.
Only us.
What was surprised you about the process? Anything? Because you had never been through it.
What surprised me the most is everybody we had talked to, I'm going to bust you out, even you included, were like, y'all be ready to be sitting there for like an hour signing papers. Dog,
wasn't
7
like
minutes.
Oh, yes.
In and out, 7 minutes. We beat both the realtors there. I mean, shout out to the realtor, John. Like, he held us down. You know, John Danielson, that's the boy right there. Like,
were overly anxious.
We were overly anxious. We ain't wait for nobody. We sat down. They said, are you guys here for the close? We're like, yeah, we are. They said, bet, we'll put you in this room. The guy came in, brought all the paperwork. We just started signing away. Oops, next.
You've done a lot digitally already?
We did do a lot digitally.
It must all be digital now because I bought my house 10 years ago. So
all paper.
It was a lot of more paper then.
Mm-hmm.
But when I refinanced with AdamDeputy.com.
Whippa.
Adam Deputy. I refinanced in 2020 or 2021, most of it was digital.
Okay.
I don't know if I signed anything, to be quite honest.
That must be what it was, because we never had this experience before.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt so fast. I was like, that's it?
Very anticlimactic when you get done and you just go to sign the papers and get the keys, and you leave with the keys, and that's your house. Because you said to me, you're like, we're going to go over, and the realtor's got the key. I go, no, you're going to have the key.
Yeah, I was mistaken on all that.
The second you sign it, the key is yours,
and
man.
That's exactly what happened. They threw the key to us, like, here, thank you.
Get out.
Bye. Are y'all going to your new house or not? What are y'all doing? But no, our realtor, he got us a really cool, beautiful frame that says home. Mm-hmm. The O is the Milwaukee circle, like the flag, where it looks like the water.
Oh, nice.
Black, brown, wood. And then it's got the coordinates of the house, yo. Like, he got us the dopest little gift. It
Realtors,
was amazing.
Realtors, if they're good, I think give gifts. Mine gave me a gift.
Okay, good. It felt
Mine
right.
Mine helped me fix my whole backyard because he was a landscaper.
What?
He's like, I'll help you.
Man, my realtor.
It was a gift.
He ain't.
He's like, here's some sod. I'm like, thank you.
What's up? Man, slide that number my way. Yeah. I need some sod.
They should give you a little housewarming gift.
It did feel right, and it was more than amazing. It was great. I mean, the process, for as long as it felt, we found a house quick.
You did not go through a long house buying process. I have to tell you, you did it in like 2 months.
3 months
tops.
There
are people that have put in 45 offers for a year and can't get a house. Because a friend of mine said, how did they get a house? That's what somebody asked me. I go, I don't know, but I'm happy they did.
Got lucky. The realtor, the closing realtor, so the seller's realtor, right, was telling us there. He was like, I just want you guys to know, 3 months is amazing. I've been working with a client 3 years nonstop, and they just found a house. Just. So I'm like, whoo, okay, appreciate y'all putting that into perspective for us.
I don't have the patience to look for a house for 3 years. I would give up.
Neither
I'd be like,
do
this
we.
One will work, that one will work, okay.
Neither do we. And quite frankly, we didn't have the time to wait 3 years.
Well, today's the moving day. I said I would help you move, but I'm watching your dogs for you instead.
You are helping us move in a huge way.
Your dogs can stay as long as you want.
You making sure that our dogs aren't like anxious, aren't around. Aww. It makes it easier than just keep the doors open and free flow
Nobody
everything
Nobody wants to move
out.
With pets around. It's a nightmare.
Or
Nobody.
Kids. That's why we got rid of Sammy, too.
Sammy's, he's fine. He'll be fine. He's wandering downtown right now. He'll be great.
He's with family, does not care for us at all.
But did he die? He's fine. Sammy's good.
They're keeping him safe. We good. We good.
Exactly. Well, happy moving day.
Thank you.
Happy closing day.
Thank you.
Is there anything that you've lost or misplaced in the move?
Oh, my gosh. Dog, why'd you have to bring this
Sorry.
Up?
Sorry. Well, you know what? Tell me next. Because now you're looking all... You were happy until I brought that up.
I'm disheveled.
Right. Coming up next, I want to hear what you lost. And we're going to talk about things you misplace constantly. Because I could see you misplacing everything.
Especially now.
Kiss FM. All right. I'm dying to know what you lost. 103.7 Kiss FM. What are you always misplacing? Because we were talking about how today is your moving day.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife is very territorial with the dogs. She just texted me and said, oh, we're taking the dogs back tonight. And I'm like, I'll believe it when I see it, Aaron.
Oh, she's coming to get them.
She's so cute. Aw, she said you're the best. You too, Aaron. But I said you guys can leave them as long as you want or leave them for 2 hours. I'm here, whatever you need.
We just want to get the transition made.
Yeah.
And then we could deal with the dogs. We want them to get used to their space too, right?
So mm-hmm.
yeah. And
I get
Aaron,
that.
Aaron wants the dogs to be at home tonight, blah, blah, blah.
I get it. You have this vision of your first night in your house, right?
I just want the boxes.
Well, that's a woman thing. Now, we're emotional. That's not a dude thing.
I think she does. I just want the boxes in the house.
That's what I mean, right? You're like, I just want everything in and I want no dogs lost.
My vision is having things done before it's dark. That's right. My vision.
Well, it's not like you don't have light.
True.
You have power, right? Did you set up the power?
Yes. We did all that already. Oof. Yep.
All right,
good. We good to go.
What have you misplaced during the movie? Anything? Or what do you misplace all the time?
So I do this often regardless, yeah. but during the move, it has amplified mm-hmm. ever so, like 10, 20-fold, bro. Mm-hmm. But I tend to misplace my wallet
yeah.
no matter what. I'd say 9 out of 10 in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's not, it's a crapshoot. Mm-hmm. If I don't have it on my persons, I am looking for my wallet. We're walking out the house mad late. Aaron's like, okay, come on. I'm going in the car. We got Sammy. I'm like, have you seen my wallet?
Men don't have a purse. We have them in our purse. That's why we don't lose them like you guys. But if I didn't have a purse, I carried my wallet, I would lose it all the time too.
All the time.
All the time.
It's tiny, small, inconspicuous. A merce. I have carried a merce before. You know?
I believe it, actually.
I got a backpack, but then I feel like I'd misplace it even more because I just always leave it. I like having it on me or mm-hmm. nearby. The nearby is what I struggle with, G. I never know.
If change the location of where you normally put it, it totally screws. Like if your wallet is always on the counter,
yeah.
and then one day you put it in your backpack. Now your whole, I get it why you don't want to like move it around too much.
I don't really think I have a set place for it.
Mm.
I just kind of tend to take it out. If I'm in a bathroom and get undressed in the bathroom, take my wallet out, put it down. All of a sudden it's gone. I will forget that it's in the bathroom and look for it everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
In the living room, in our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to the fridge.
Yeah.
I'm unpacking a box. Man, I'm over it. Man, I need basically a little tracker and a little beep beep or something to make noise
yes.
when I lose my wallet so I can just go like, wallet.
I do that with my keys because with the push start, you just have to have the key on you.
Right.
So for me, I throw it in my purse and then I walk out of work and I go, where the hell's my key? I hope it works. And I go to the car and it works. So I go, well, the key's here somewhere.
Key's nearby.
Right? But I have no idea. But there have been days where I got in the car and the car didn't start and I went, damn, the key's not in the purse, which means where's the key?
Where the hell is the key
where
now?
Where the hell is the key now?
Right.
And then I go up and I look through every pocket of every jacket I wore,
mm-hmm.
every other purse I wore.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's totally keys.
Bro, you can't even get a... I can avoid it. You know, for keys, you're struck. If you don't got those, you're not going nowhere.
Nowhere.
My wallet, it technically doesn't stop me from doing much because nowadays, what? You can put your driver's license on your phone.
Apple Pay.
You can put your Apple... connect all your cards.
I never take my wallet into gas stations. I pay with my phone. I tap. Even at Target, I tap.
I tap
to pay. Walmart is the only one who doesn't let me tap to pay. I love you, Walmart, but get it together.
They're working on it. They
got to
get rid of
it.
They got to get rid of some other things first.
I need the tap to pay, man.
Yeah. No, tap to pay is important because I actually used it yesterday. I never use it. Never. I don't like tap to pay. I'm against it, but.
Until now.
Misplaced my wallet yesterday. Couldn't find it. Went to the store. Didn't realize I ain't had my wallet and went.
Tap to pay.
Do y'all got Apple Pay?
I'm obsessed with tap to pay. Obsessed.
She looked at me like I was dumb for asking. I was like, oh my God. Well, thank you for letting me know.
I pay quicker than they're still going anything else and I've already tapped and it's gone through. That's how quick I tap to pay.
No receipt, thank you.
Anything else? We're done. Goodbye.
No receipt, bye.
I love it.
No bad guy.
All right, 414-533-1037. I just want to know if there's anything people misplace constantly or lose. For DZ, it's his wallet. For me, it's my keys. We always bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anything that you misplace constantly? We'll take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. It's Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Started talking about the big moving day for DZ, going to be moving into their first house that they've bought, him and his wife Erin. Congratulations.
Thank you. Today's the day, y'all.
Mm-hmm. You closed yesterday, moving today. And then we started talking about things you lose or misplace, which for you, it's a wallet.
Mm, constantly.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's keys.
Yeah.
Let's start with Josh in Kenosha this morning on 4. Good morning, Josh. What's something you always misplace?
Ah, I think a lot of people can vouch for this one. It's your Roku remote.
Oh, my.
The remote. And if it's not the Roku, it's the Apple TV, which is just as small.
Why are these remotes so small nowadays, man?
And thank God I have it on my phone now. But my kids don't. I have a remote app, but my kids don't. So they're like, where's the remote? I'm like, not my problem. Josh, where does it go? Where?
Into the black hole.
Yeah, it's like anytime I make any movement from the couch or the chair, I'll put it on the table, I'll sit back down, I'll say, where did I put it at?
Right! Where did it go?
I am convinced that there is like an evil remote mini something that just when you put the remote down, a little goblin just comes up and takes your remote and hides it from you. It's like an elf on the shelf, but like a remote renegade or something. Yeah.
Have you ever seen the meme, Josh, where the guy's yelling at people to get up off the couch and they're all going, we don't know where the remote is. And he's like, get up anyway. I want to make sure you're not sitting on it. And everyone's like, we're not. He's like, get up anyway. You don't believe anyone. You got to search everywhere.
Nope.
All right, Josh. The remote was a good one.
Congrats, DZ, on the house, too.
Thank you so much, Josh. I really appreciate it, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yep. It's a big deal. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you, man.
Sure. Nice. Have a good weekend, guys.
You too. Take care.
Bye, Josh.
Bye.
All right, Michelle is in Hartford this morning. Michelle, good morning. What's something that you always misplace?
Good morning. The wine opener.
I should have known your drunk
ass. The corkscrew.
Michelle's like, I drink daily. I can't find the wine opener. And then I put it somewhere because I'm drunk, and then I don't know where it is. Michelle.
So I had a girl's night back in 2020, and my girlfriend got me a power one, and it is the best thing ever.
Now,
if I can remember where I put it.
Yeah, but you can't stab someone with the
It's no longer a weapon. Oh, my gosh.
It's a weapon if there's an intruder, if I have the manual one. Are you kidding me?
That's why she can't find them, because she keeps stashing them as weapons around the house and forgets where she put them.
Oh, man.
I mean, no, but I have, like, five manual ones, too.
Wow.
Jinx.
Still misplaces them.
I can't believe when you're drinking, you misplace the wine opener. What a thunk.
That's why she got extras.
I know, right?
All right, Michelle, I hope you find it because, you know, it's Friday. So
keep looking.
Keep looking. Bye, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. We appreciate you. Have a good rest of your day. Bye. Yo.
Olivia is in Sheboygan. Michelle is funny. She's a character. Olivia's in Sheboygan. Olivia, what do you always misplace?
I lose my cell phone, which I don't understand because it's a part of my hand, but I lose my cell phone all the time.
Same. And where's the weirdest place you found it?
Right.
In the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Same. I did the same. I found it in the pantry once.
No, you found it in a box of shoes you didn't even buy yet.
Oh, Olivia, listen to this. Listen to this one. Thank you, DZ, for triggering this memory.
Yeah.
I was at Dick's Sporting Goods recently.
Clarification.
And I bought a pair of tennis shoes. And as I went up to pay for them, the guy at the counter opened the box to check and make sure the right shoes were in it. And he picked up my cell phone and said, does this belong to you? And I went, yeah. So if I hadn't bought those shoes,
you would have been SOL, dog.
Never found that phone.
Lost the phone, gone.
In a random shoe box at Dick's Sporting Goods. I mean, come on. Wow.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
thanks for Find My Phone app.
Honestly, the funny part is Erin lost her phone yesterday. She packed it in a box, y'all. Yeah. And y'all know we've got a lot of boxes right now. She packed it in a box of sweaters. We were calling it. We were pinging it. I mean, what are we going to do? Find my iPhone. We know it's in the home.
Yep.
Man, finally opened up a crate and went, ha-ha.
There it is.
Olivia, you're not alone. We all lose our phones. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Right.
Last but not least, we'll take Tyler real quick in Milwaukee. He wanted to give you some advice on losing your wallet.
I will take it. Tyler, what's the word? Good morning.
Good morning. So I just wanted to say I am always losing my wallet, always losing my keys. And Apple came out with these nifty things that a lot of people hate, but I use them for the right thing. And I put one in my wallet and I have one on my keys and I've never lost it since I have it on there.
Is it the AirTag?
Yep.
It is the Apple AirTag, yeah.
And you swear by it, huh?
He's never lost it.
I swear by it. You can go on your phone or your watch, and if you don't know where it is, you can just ping it. So, and it makes noises, even if it's
on
silent.
Oh.
Yeah, even if it's.
Well, I guess your wallet. I'm thinking of a phone.
The batteries run for like 6 months, 8 months. No. So you don't have to charge it or nothing. Worry about it.
Very nice. That's a good tip because I didn't know you could make like noise with it. I didn't know it was unchargeable.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you good for 6 months.
It's tracking. Yep. Ooh. And even like if you really want to find it and it's not making noise or whatever, you can pull up like a tracking thing and your phone will tell you how many
feet away you are.
No.
Now that's a game changer right there. Okay, so DZ's getting an air tag for his wallet, whether he likes it or not.
Tyler changed the game.
And then when we're at work and I need money, I'm going to ping it. Thanks for calling, Tyler.
Absolutely. You guys have a good weekend.
You too, man. Later. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.